Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. We're back again. And this is Ron Amatron. This is our Wednesday night show, the first Wednesday in February, February 2nd, 2011. So, everybody, let's, Monday was a pretty heavy day with stress. We'll try a stress clearing for everyone here, see if you're feeling stressful or not. Here we go with this here. So, if you have stress, think about it right now, and we'll see if we can get it cleared. I'll count to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Starting to yawn. 9 and 10. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's try another clearing here. Let's try one for, we'll do one for like people with pinched nerves or things like that, okay? Maybe you got a problem physically where you're in pain somewhere. So we'll just call this a nervous system clearing here. Here we go. So 1, 2, in pain. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we don't normally do, or haven't done for a while, pet clearing. So, excuse me, if you have a pet that maybe has some type of problem, condition, let's do pets right now, animals and pets. And I'm yawning again. Here we go. Oh, boy. Must be something going on out there in the pet world. So think of your animal or pet. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last clearing was for the nervous system, like pinched nerves, maybe some pain. So some more for your pets. So again, you want to think of what your pet might have, and pets normally take healings pretty well. So here we go. You have to think of the condition, and we're going to do another clearing here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop to get people centered, so that you can feel much better. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. You should feel heart-centered now. So let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everybody out in BBS land. Looks like we have quite a few people on the fast chat already. So welcome to everybody, Sarah, Marie R., Larry, Ed, Donna, Stephanie, Freedom, Ma, Chili, P, and Stephanie again. So Stephanie is saying, great, thank you. My dog isn't feeling well, and thank you, Ron. My cat has a little bladder problem, I think, again, too, so hopefully that has helped. I'm sure it has. Thank you for doing that. Let's see. So questions so far. I guess, yeah, the only one we do have is the weather, which I know is a big topic because there is an awful lot going on the planet weather-wise right now, but maybe, I don't know if you can, you probably can't do clearings for the size of what's happening around the globe right now, Ron, but maybe you want to just talk a little bit about what causes all this weather that we're having, this disruptive weather.
Yeah, I happened to somehow have somebody tell me this morning about the weather and what they're checking into Australia. And I guess somebody's comment somewhere, wherever they got the information from, they thought it was HAARP. So I checked into HAARP, and at least the one here in Alaska, I didn't really see anything going on with that, you know, to have the energy from HAARP, we'll say, attacking the poor Australians over there, right down under, we'll say, to cause that weather condition. So as I investigated it further, what I did see happening is that these parallel lives times, somehow I think that they were superimposing the parallel lifetimes, and the aliens were controlling the created HAARP energies that we have here, taking that equipment and doing what they could do to the weather out of time, and then they superimposed it back here. And that's what I think is probably going on, is that the aliens are using our technology here and putting it into parallel lifetimes, and then somehow they superimpose it onto this planet in our time. So I don't know what to do about that. I don't know if a timeline crash would help. It would be very heavy duty, because remember, there's more than one race doing this here, and this is a lot of really strong, powerful aliens doing this. So at this moment, I just don't know what to do about that. But that's what I think is happening. A lot of people like to point their finger, you know, at something like that about HAARP controlling the weather. But I just didn't see that in Australia. So I'm not saying that it couldn't be done elsewhere, but it doesn't feel like that is what's happening. So if anybody out there happens to, you know, maybe know somebody in that realm of experience, you know, it would be interesting to have them comment on that. But I don't see our government doing that with that facility. Outside in a parallel lifetime, I think it's being controlled and being used against us that way. So that's kind of my take on it. So I'm still looking at maybe options here, if the Lightship can do anything with this here or not. But At this moment, I don't have any real good positive things to say about it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I guess the only thing that we could suggest to do with this is for everybody to carry on doing their own timeline and space-time crashing, and hopefully that will chip away at it, possibly for now. That's probably what we can do for the moment until you get more information on it, maybe. Okay, so I'm just noticing on here, Hart is saying the volume is too low, and please turn it up. So maybe if BBS is listening, if you could just turn it up a little bit. I don't know if that is just your computer, Hart, or if everybody's finding that, but maybe we could have it turned up just a tiny bit. So we have a question from Ma, and Ma is saying, do we need to first do whole lifetime clearings for an issue before we do the seven generation clearing on that same issue, I guess? So what would you say about that, Ron?
Yes, yeah, that is definitely correct. You always want to do this lifetime. A lot of people, you know, naturally our situations come from the past, but this first lifetime where we're living right now that we have to get rid of first. So that's the main thing. And sometimes you don't even have to go into the generations, you know, in the past. If you do have an issue that's still haunting you, you may want to do that. But, yeah, you definitely want to do this lifetime because this is where you're living. And then if that doesn't seem to help you a whole bunch, then, you know, you want to probably do the seven generational one. But normally, I would say probably at least 95% of the people do not need to do the seven generational clearings. Now, people who are more sensitive, then yes, that might be needed. But I guess the average person may not be connected energetically that strong to those past. But if you have an issue that is always haunting you and you did your whole lifetime and you just can't seem to get rid of it, then I would say do the first, you know, seven generations. And then you may want to go back, but each time you want to evaluate your situation and just see how you're doing with it. And the only reason why I put the other generational clearings up for the whole lifetime clearings is because, you know, a few of the people needed to have more on a particular issue. So, yes, you do want to do this lifetime first. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. I don't see any other questions right now. Maybe we can mention what you have coming up this weekend, Ron. Do you want to talk about the Saturday 4-hour and the Sunday 8-hour call, in case there's anyone new who's not familiar with those?
Oh, yeah, those calls are almost like a lifeline for some people, getting off these energies so you can get back to wholeness. So this is 28 hours of healing. And it starts on Saturday. We do an ascension call, then Sunday is an 8-hour call. So Saturday is 4, Sunday is 8. And you can be absentee. We take away the alien critters away from you so that you're able to have a much better life. You can go to the drop-down box on the top of the website. There's two shows there that say alien on them, I believe. And those are the alien critters, and you can see what it's like. Those shows are, I don't know, a year or so old, going back from there. So we do have two programs on BBS that we did quite a while ago. And, you know, these are what people deal with. They crawl around inside of us. I'll do a clearing now. The most common ones are the octopus energies. And these are probably the Arcturians. These are what I was seeing all the time when I was doing these clearings here. And remember, we have a few names that we kick around, or not that we kick around, but humanity will say kicks around, the different alien races. And, you know, that's one of them that people know about. And the one is Greys. And then you have the Greys or the Zetas. And then you also have, what's out there? The ones from the Pleiades, you know. And then you have the anyway, there's just so many of these things out there that most people, Syrians is one, you hear these names and you just, you know, you assume that because you heard the name once or twice that it's been talked about. These are all great, great extraterrestrials. And, you know, they're just like we are. There's good ones and bad ones. So all the ones that I've seen, the roughest, meanest ones are the Arcturians. And they look bad. Okay, that's the ones that I've been dealing with, getting them out of here. So, and they brought in the octopus energy. So here we go. If you feel anything wiggling around inside of you, you may sense it now. Here we go. I'm going to take this away from you. There's quite a few of these, but this is what we do on these eight-hour calls. So this one here is mainly wrapped around probably your lungs and maybe your throat. I'm going to take this one away. Remember, you could have 500 of these with you. So, and the people who have been on the calls in the past, each time we do these clearings, they feel better, and they start to get released and removed out of you. So there is, you know, sometimes the clearings that we do, like we did Black Widow energies, I think, and those seem to be pretty much no longer around us. And it took like three Sundays, I think, to get rid of these things. And so anyway, here we go. Octopus energies. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see how you're feeling. Let's get rid of the poisoning that they have given you. We got rid of one of them. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And see how you're feeling. We'll get rid of the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And dead carcasses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So to see how you're feeling, one of the races that I've been dealing with more recently here, which I think could be Arcturian, I'm not 100% correct. So I don't want to, you know, do any name calling here, but these beings have like, they have like razor blades like on their skin and different sharp objects that stick out like knives, and these things are just awful looking. They're kind of like they have this armor on them with all these pointed things that to hurt people. So, you know, in the old days, I guess, you know, like the, I don't know, may have it today, but not to really sound racist here or anything, but like the punk rockers when they came out, they had those things around their necks, you know, with little pointed things on them and on their arms and stuff like that, you know. And this is, these things look like 100 times worse than that. So I've been dealing with those things last night and this morning here. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that sounds horrible. Gosh, the things that the dark side comes up with is just amazing. So, okay, let me go back a sec. I saw something. Oh, yeah, Larry was saying that he says, I see a big, round, alien machine that is causing bad weather as a ship to a satellite to Earth issues. So that could be what's causing the weather problems, too. Okay. So apparently I'm a little quiet. I've turned my volume up. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. I can turn it up a bit more if someone wants to type in and let me know if I'm at a good volume. I do have a little volume control on my phone. So Let's see. We've got a bunch of questions now. Freedom has a birthday tomorrow, Ron. Do you want to? Are you up for a quick little birthday cake trip, or is
sure? That sounds great.
Okay.
So here we go. And Seth, you're invited too if you're listening here. So is Don. So we're gonna go to the light ship, everybody. This will only work right now. The people that are listening. We're going to go to the light ship, and if you start having your saliva changing, it's because you're up there enjoying some birthday cake. Here we go. I'll count to five to go up. We'll go to the food court, and one, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And let's go, and I always like the German chocolate cake. There's all different types. We're having it right now. It's just a little small portion, like the size of your pencil eraser on a pencil. And, you know, there's angel food cake, you know, if you like that. There's different types of, like, there's like a spongy cake, kind of. There's different flavors. There's actually some cake that's made up of vegetables. There's all different types, so you're at free choice here. But I like the German chocolate cake, you know, with the hot fudge on it, you know, and the ice cream. And again, it's the size of a pencil eraser, and you can get seconds and thirds if you want. So it's up to you to, you know, request your healing. There is carrot cake, too. So we're going to have a birthday party, and this is for, I believe, Freedom. And so the light beings will sing happy birthday to you, lighting a little candle on your small little cake. You know, it's pretty small. Oh, here we go. So happy birthday. And whoever else has a birthday this month will enjoy that for you also here. Here we go. It's going into your mouth right now. And we can also have seconds if you wish. And the light beings are singing happy birthday to us. And I'll go for seconds here. You might, like I said, find your saliva changing. And you might start to feel yourself getting full. This is very, very high potency energies that we're eating here. So you may feel your body get charged up instantly. So let's have another piece here if you like. And then we'll come back from the light ship. So we're coming back down right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, okay, everybody. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Freedom. So, let's see. Anne is saying she can't wait for the healings this week. They are a lifeline. So, that's good. And hopefully my voice is loud enough. I've turned it up a little. If there's anyone that still can't hear, I can turn it up a teeny bit more if you need me to. Ed in San Francisco has... and an interesting question about the alien death barcode clearing, Ron, and he is wondering if, he says, should I expect any continuing changes from that clearing? In other words, does that clearing take, take time to take full effect?
Typically, I would say not. You might feel your body changing within 3 days. Most people that I've talked with, seem to feel better just afterwards, okay? And don't forget to do that other clearing that comes with it, which is the stress barcode. Some people forget about that one, but there is a stress one that you do also. And do that maybe, you know, when you have time, maybe a week after that or something. So, and do the same amount of barcodes. So definitely you should start to feel some energy. If not... you know, your body still got relieved, so don't think that it didn't work for you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then on the topic of the alien critters, Chili is asking, what are the biters?
Oh, the biters would be like mosquitoes and ticks.
Okay.
So you want to release some of those here?
Sure.
Let's do mosquitoes first here. So... these are alien life forms that you can't see, but they do have their physical bodies down here to, you know, take away your life force of your blood. You know, so we all know what mosquitoes do. plus other things. So here we go. Mosquito energy is released. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the poison that they left in your system right now. Release the poison. One, two, might feel your skin kind of crawling a little bit. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Next, we're going to do the waste products. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. Let's do the carcasses. So count to ten again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do the ticks. Here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. How are you feeling, Carrie?
I'm feeling this in the skin under my chin and my neck, on the front of my neck. I'm feeling a bit woozy.
Okay.
Not too bad. I mean, I've felt these things a lot worse in the past, but I do feel it. The ticks. I didn't feel mosquitoes, but I'm feeling ticks. Where were you up to? You did poison and carcasses on that. Did you do waste products on that?
Yeah, let's do the waste here. If you need any more of the clearings here, we'll just include them all together in case maybe you might need another couple of minutes. So we'll just put them all as one. So here we
okay.
go. One, two, oh, man, three. This is heavy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's see. Let's do another clearing here, and let's do one about, I'm trying to see here, let's do the scarabs. Those kind of are maybe on your forehead causing problems. This is a scarab clearing. Remember, all these are on the alien attack page on the website here. And that, I think, is $10 a week, $30 for the month if you wish to get on that to get these things, you know, maybe out of you. So anyway, here we go. So one, this is the scarabs being released. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. More is being released here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's get rid of the poisoning. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's do the waste products. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you might feel your forehead or the top of your head a little bit, maybe your face changing. And next we're going to do the dead carcasses that are kind of hanging around from these scarabs. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling this one on the top of my head. I can't decide whether it feels hot or cold. It feels strange up there. Sean is saying that is moving a lot of heavy-duty stuff. Really feel that. And somebody else was saying, oh, yeah, thank you, Ron. My legs are feeling better, Chili is saying. So Pete was asking if the parasite removal stuff is just for this, just for us in this life when we do the eight-hour calls, I think she was meaning. And then also, can we sample some parallel lives alien parasite releases? Is that possible?
Yeah, okay. So on the eight-hour calls, the light ship goes out and looks for the bits and pieces of you. And so they will go into parallel lives to a certain extent looking for you. Remember, that's where you're being taken, okay? So they will find your spirit, if they can, the parts of you, you know, maybe a hair follicle or something that could be from your spirit and maybe the same part from your body somewhere else. So, yeah, they try to put you back together again in wholeness. This is what these calls are all about. Plus, they're getting rid of the ones that are with you. So, you know, two things happen on that call. You know, what you know is missing. That's why you're in quarantine. and also, you know, what's, you know, living inside of you. So this is what they're doing, is trying to get you back into wholeness. So let's try something here. So let's do a parallel life. And since it's brought up, I don't normally like to do this type of clearing because it opens up too many worms and may give out too much information to people listening and maybe put you into the fear mode. But here we go. So the question would be, gee, Ron, you know, I got these octopus energies off me that's in my body right now. Are they out there in a parallel life someplace? And am I being tormented by those? Yes, you are. And you go, oh, nuts. So here we go. We'll get rid of the octopus energies in some parallel lives. This is why we relate to the emotional issues typically, because those life forms are out there and you could have them living in you somewhere in the beyond. They could be, you know, infecting you with these things. So here we go. I'll use the word Arcturian octopus energies here. I'm sure some people will love me for that one, but here we go. So I'm going to release these and just see how your body's feeling. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Well, the other A word was adromedans. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man, stronger, stronger. These are still around your neck and your lungs. Stronger, 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 stronger. Wow. Stronger and stronger. And now we're going to get rid of their waste products here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. That's the waste products. Next we'll do poison, I believe, here. So here we go. The poison. This is pretty rough. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the carcasses. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And, oh man, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Huh. Well, boy, I'm going to put some, boy, let's see if I'm my, I don't see my music around here, unfortunately. I was going to put some music on for everybody. That's a rough clearing. You might want to get up all and walk around briefly here just to see how you're feeling. So, Carrie, I'll just turn it back over to you again here.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely feeling this in my throat and on the roof of my mouth and on the top of my head. I think those are the three places. When you started it, it felt like something was spiking in just down, just after you swallow, just that top area there and the roof of my mouth. Oh, that's weird. So I guess the thing to do to get us out of these parallel lives is to do the time crashing as much as possible, and that will get us out of our parallel lives, and then we won't be affected by this. Would that be, do you think that would do it, Ron? Is there anything else?
Well, they come to you with emotional issues, yes. So we just happen to pick on the names of these here. But remember, they're still out there. They got to have a body to work with you. And the only reason why I picked on one of those, like the octopus energies, is because that's one of the races, which is, you know, the Arcturians, which are affecting you. So that's what we focused on. And you can see how you're feeling just by having that off of you. And this is why those the time crashing is so important, to be able to get rid of these things out of your energetic system. And these are all parallel lifetimes that you're experiencing. And then you want to do the space-time crash after that. So let's do a space-time crash, what we just got through crashing here. Here we go. So 1, 2. And if you feel yourself changing a little bit or maybe feeling a little bit upset, it's because the space-time, space-timeline crash. I'm a little out of it here. I'm sorry. So the space.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling the same way.
Yeah, the space clearing, space crash, space-time crash, I guess, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, space-time crash is designed to take away the emotional stuff that's in your cellular memory from being abducted. Remember, your body knows what happened to it. You may not know mentally because your mental body stays here. So it's not going to really know, but your body has all these experiences, so you could feel, you know, a little, you know, uncomfortable for whatever from this here. So here we go. I'm going to bring you back here. So space-time crash. So stronger, stronger. Oh, yeah, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So see how you're doing there. Sean mentioned about very bright laser lights. Yeah, this is probably the light that you're really seeing. True light is what you're seeing. It won't be an attack on you, but it's the attack that you're seeing to the aliens, okay? So that's the way the light works. It's pure light going into these things to get them off of your butt, basically. So that's what they're doing. So some people actually do see this. This is not a... I've seen that comment on the fast chat off and on about people who actually saw bright light during either the timeline or the space-time crash, because the lightship is there battling to get you back into wholeness, and that's what they use as light. So let's do another space-time crash here again. Stronger, 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 stronger. And get up, everybody, and kind of walk around, see how you're feeling. Walking is very, very necessary a lot of times during the clearings to get the energy moving in your body. So another space-time crash. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, I guess back to you.
Okay, do you want to bring in the Star of Bethlehem to help with this?
Yeah, that sounds great. So let's bring in fact, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, everybody. And we're now going to bring in some peace energy. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to bring in the Star Bethlehem. So I guess I'll use stronger again here. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. There, we'll do it quicker. So that's here with you. Let's bring in, I love the dragon energies. They're up in the clouds warding off the aliens too. You might even see them in the clouds sometimes as they appear as dragons. And they will fight the darkness. So let's bring in some dragon energy. I love the dragons. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And just maybe we can see if you have any comments on the fast chat, or if somebody would like to maybe just call in briefly to just let me know if they can sense the dragon energy. And I'll bring that in a little stronger again here. So here's the dragon. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, how are you feeling out there?
I'm feeling a mix of strange and better. My head feels strange, but I'm feeling a little calmer now.
Those space-time crashing can be a little difficult. This is why, you know, you have to do it for yourself, not for anybody else. And you normally want to, you know, be pretty stable where you are, like sitting down or something, and be dedicated to just do nothing during the space-time crash. Okay.
Yeah, and Sean is saying she's seeing a lot of pink energy coming in now, and saying that is totally awesome. You have a lot of backup super intense light, says Sean, so that's great. And Sean is also saying that light goes way into deep space to disconnect aliens. Now, Ma is saying, I don't feel anything, but I did yawn. So you want to explain what yawning is about, Ron?
Yawning normally is releasing negativity, so your body is affected somehow by what you're experiencing. So that's what it's about, and that's very, very common with people to yawn. So it's not that it's needed, but if you do yawn, that is perfectly fine. So let's bring in some more energy here. And let's bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I saw a ways back that Tina had a question, and we have a lot of questions on here, actually, that we're not going to get to tonight. So just a reminder for everybody, after Friday's show on BBS at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and right after a few minutes after that, at 8 Pacific and 11 Eastern, Ron has his Friday night Q&A call. And you can, if you're not getting your questions answered this evening or Friday, you can ask them directly of Ron on the Q&A. And the number for that, real quick, is, 646. That's the area code, right, Ron? 646-519, 5800, 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted for the PIN, which is 9009#. So that's Friday after the BBS show. Friday is station 2 on BBS. So remember to click that other button. So let's see, we're at 54. Do we have a couple of minutes left, Ron? Do you know? I can't remember when exactly we came on.
Yeah, we probably got 1 or 2 minutes. So there's a lot of energies that I can kind of perceive right now happening here. I think the aliens are kind of on the rampage here for planet Earth. So there's a lot happening. The weather is one indication. So somehow, I don't know how or why or what, but that's what's going on right now, which you might even kind of intuitively sense a little bit here. So they're here to maybe, you know, do more harm to us than what they have done in the past. Remember, they live off of our traumas, so how do you have more traumas? You have bad weather, and bad weather causes all kinds of conditions. A lot of things are pretty negative, so... Anyway, I guess our show is kind of coming to an end here. So next BBS program is going to be Friday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Then we have the Q&A after that for about an hour. So if you can, come on that. Ask your questions about Lightship healings, etc. Then Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. That starts at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And I'll be in Los Angeles for the Conscious Life Expo. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which will be, say, basically about 10 days away here. So that'll be February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Hope to see you there. I have the light infusion chamber set up. So thank you, Carrie. I'll say blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.